a bridge to bay trail, isn't it?
It is. We are beginning an ambitious plan that we embarked on about 2 years ago to complete St. Clair County's 54-mile Bridge to Bay Trail. So the Bridge to Bay Trail extends from Lakeport to the north, all the way following the shorelines through downtowns, all the way to New Baltimore and Macomb County to the south. It's been on the ground for about 20 years, but it's lost momentum over the years to complete it. So only about half of those miles segments are on the ground right now out of the 54. So we're beginning the final push to connect them and complete them so we can become a trail destination.
And the Ralph C. Wilson Foundation obviously saw some merit to this plan, and they write a pretty big check for this, don't they?
They did. They're giving us a big boost to get started on these last 18 miles is what we'll have on the ground. And we received $1.5 million from the Wilson Foundation to launch us forward, to get us started. We've broken these last 18 miles we want to get completed over the next 6 years or so into three phases. So this $1.5 million we've received will get us started on phase one, and we've targeted 13 trail segments in Port Huron, Marysville, and St. Clair. And that's what that $1.5 million will go for to start.
Well, that's fantastic. What are some of these areas? What are some of the projects that will help to connect the trails together?
Well, one project we're particularly excited about in phase one is a plan to build a pedestrian bridge over the Black River Canal. So if you can picture where the Black River Canal is in Port Huron, you have Holland Woods Middle School on one side and Port Huron Northern on the other side. In phase one of the Bridge to Bay Trail, we'll put a pedestrian bridge over the canal to link those two schools together. And then we've targeted other segments in Port Huron, Marysville, and St. Clair that will start to connect the Bridge to Bay from each of these communities. So while each community has done really well over the last 20 years to put trail segments on the ground, they're not connected. They're not complete. So we want to complete these segments so someone can essentially travel 54 miles end to end of the county and get into the downtowns. We want to support the downtowns. We want to bring tourists and have healthy lifestyles. And the Bridge to Bay Trail is a tangible connection to all of that.
I mean, there are several different groups in St. Clair County that are big proponents of this that see the merit in doing this, aren't there?
Yes, there's been stakeholders working for 2 years to bring this vision back to life. The Bridge to Bay Trail began in the early 1990s, and so there's been a lot of great progress, but momentum has been inconsistent, so now we're beginning this final push. We have advisory committees of trail advocates set up in five communities, which are Port Huron, Marysville, St. Clair, Marine City, and Downriver communities. So we're bringing together trail advocates. If you're a walker, a jogger, a dog walker, a cyclist, and you use trails, we want to bring you together in your community to help develop the trails. And how should safety look? And how should signage look? And wayfinding? And how do you use trails in your community? The communities are actually putting together the plan of how to build the Bridge to Bay Trail.
What about bicycle safety? I hear from time to time that we are not a bike-friendly community. Is this going to be bicycle-friendly?
Absolutely. When we think about the Bridge to Bay Trail, we're thinking about all users, all confidence level, all ages, all abilities. And it's not just about cyclists. There's lots of other ways to use a trail. So we're thinking about all users and abilities. I have young girls, and I like to use the Bridge to Bay Trail. I use it in a very different manner, family-friendly manner, than perhaps a serious road cycler would. So the Bridge to Bay Trail is taking in all users. And we want to build a culture for trail use here. We want it to be the norm to see cyclists on the road, sharing the road with cars, and something that's not uncommon. So we want people to be trail advocates, use their voice to support trails, familiarize yourself with the Bridge to Bay Trail, and help us build a biking culture here. It's clear we're becoming a trail destination, and the 54-mile Bridge to Bay Trail will be our key attraction. So we need to build a culture for that here.
You talk about it being a destination. I mean, there are people all over the country, all over the world, for that matter, that seek out trail destinations. And if it's a place they haven't been before, all the better, right?
That's right. And something that comes to mind in our state that does trails really well is the Traverse City area. And so we're learning a lot from them so that we can bring their successes here. And what we know is that people will travel to an area where there's a long, continuous stretch of trail. So the fact that we have about 26 miles down on the ground already of our 54-mile Bridge to Ready Trail, and you can start in Lake Huron and travel the St. Clair River and down into Anchor Bay and Lake St. Clair on one trail with the view of the water. That's amazing. We will bring people here for that. That's great for our economy and tourism and sense of community, and that's what we're the lens we've used as we move forward to complete the Bridge to Bay Trail. So people come here with their bikes and support our downtowns and ride into downtowns just because they're on a Bridge to Bay Trail.
Yeah. We're talking with Sherry Faust with the Regional Trails Board and also with the Friends of the St. Clair River, which is one of the organizations helping to develop the Bridge to Bay Trail. With this $1.9 million from the Ralph C. Wilson Foundation, Sherry, what is the anticipated timeline? I don't need an actual date for the ribbon cutting, but when do you expect this to be completed?
Well, to complete the last 18 miles in seven different communities, we're estimating that the entire project will take about 6 to 8 years. It's going to cost $12 million total. So we're just biting off phases at a time. So this first 1.5 and actually 1.9 million total Wilson Foundation give to other projects throughout the county. Well, we targeted phase one to take about a year and a half or so. That will get us the 11 projects, totaling $4.6 million. And then we'll move into phase two of trail projects, which will target more projects in Port Huron and Marine City. And phase three will move down into the downriver communities and wrap that up. So overall, it's a 6 to 8 year process where we have to raise $12 million. But this $1.9 million from the Wilson Foundation is going to get us started by next spring, putting some new trails on the ground. You'll see that next summer.
Boy, that's really exciting. It's a step in the right direction, isn't it? It's a big step.
It's a huge ambitious plan, but we're taking this 20-year-old vision, and we're launching a whole new multi-year plan to complete the trail.
Fun stuff. We look forward to watching it move forward. Sherry, thanks for telling us about it this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'll give you a website where people can go.
Please
to learn
do.
More. I want people to familiarize themselves with the Bridge to Bay Trail. You're going to go to the St. Clair County website, which is stclaircounty.org, and click on Parks and Recreation, and they have a great trail link to the Bridge to Bay Trail with maps and resources and descriptions. So familiarize yourself with the Bridge to Bay Trail on stclaircounty.org.
It's right in our own backyard.
It is. Get out and use the
trail. Quite
literally. Literally,
right.
Yes.